USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark day for Europe. Western allies worry that Ukrainian forces may not have what they need to hold off Russian invaders for another fighting season once spring comes. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his forces need tanks, not pats on the back.
Hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of tanks.
Zelensky speaking remotely to defense ministers at Ramstein Air Base. The Pentagon says logistics support and maintenance for any U.S. tanks would be too problematic. Is the world ready for another global problem? One leading economist says no.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers puts it bluntly.
The odds, in my view, are better than 50-50 that there will be a COVID-scale problem within the next 15 years.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, when it comes to being ready for anything like that,
the world is utterly unprepared for that eventuality.
Especially, said Summers, the possibility that the COVID virus could again mutate and again go global. I'm Rich Johnson.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary warning about the global impact if Congress doesn't raise the U.S. debt ceiling. Speaking with CNN during her trip to Africa, Janet Yellen said the U.S. failing to make payments could result in a, quote, global financial crisis. The White House says freedom of the press is part of the bedrock of American democracy. That, after former President Trump called for jailing the journalist who published the Supreme Court's draft opinion that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Calling for egregious abuses of power to suppress the constitutional rights of reporters is an insult. It is a complete insult to the rule of law and undermines fundamental American values and traditions.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's the responsibility of all leaders to protect First Amendment rights. This is USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, Vince Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
An executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!
There's a push to reopen a sexual assault investigation by Los Angeles cops involving former CBS executive Les Moonves. Attorney Gloria Allred says the system allows rich and powerful men to escape punishment for their crimes.
Many now have questions about whether they can trust the LAPD to conduct a fair investigation and protect victims if the victims come forward to make a police report against a rich, powerful, and or famous individual.
Allred is representing the adult children of alleged victim Phyllis Golden Gottlieb, who's deceased. The family wants reform and a full investigation into what they consider the mishandling of their mother's 2017 police report against Moonves. There is more coming to light in the killings of four University of Idaho students late last year.
Legal experts say a newly unsealed search warrant may point to a motive. It also revealed that several items had been seized from Brian Koberger's home following his arrest last month, including hair strands. I'm Dave Collins.
Officials looking into whether contributions to failed New Mexico Republican political candidate Solomon Pena's campaign might have been funneled by drug trafficking. Pena's accused of conspiring with and paying four men to take part in shootings at the Albuquerque area homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, all of which are Democratic officials. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.